Cottrell, St. Helena, California, February 5th, 1908. Elder Cottrell, Mountain View, California. Dear Brother, I have been shown the character of the influence of many of the professed believers in Alameda and Berkeley, and that the Lord is not well pleased with such a representation. The same men should not be placed over these churches as in the past, for their work has not been pleasing to God. It is not possible for them to exert the right influence, for they need the converting power of God upon their own hearts. They need that one teach them what constitutes a fitness for the work of a shepherd. They need to pursue a course very different from that which they have taken if they would give the proper discipline to the church. Neither of the brethren in charge of the churches in Alameda and Berkeley understands the needs of the church. I would be grateful to see the work being done for them that must be done if they are prepared to meet the Lord when He comes and hear from His lips the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew 25, verse 23. They must have an experience different from that which they have hitherto had. Self must be subdued by the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, and this work will be accomplished for them if they will consecrate all their powers of mind and body to the Lord. Elder Corliss needs to keep his spirit where it will be under the control of the Spirit of the Lord. I greatly desire to see him in a position where the Lord can work mightily through him. The subjects that he speaks upon, he presents to the people with much reasoning, but he needs the Holy Spirit's power within to enable him to speak forth with power the wonderful truths of the Word of God. The Lord will use Elder Knox if he will obtain an experience of daily conversion to God. Both these men, if they would impress the hearts of the people with the truth, need the sanctifying power of the Spirit in their lives. And unless a different spirit takes possession of them than has controlled them in the past, they will never receive a welcome to the courts of God. I pray that these brethren may seek for the converting Spirit of God. When they humble themselves as little children and receive the grace of Christ in their hearts, they will give evidence in their lives of the change that has taken place.